Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Oh, you are indeed kicking it with KBN. I am Brad Nordman. Across from me is Kyle Wallace. Behind the glass to my about 10 o'clock is Alex Strofe. All the way in Madison at the Everlight Solar Studios is Ben Brust. But I can assure you, I'm looking at the screen. I'm looking at the camera. He's not in the studio.
But they played the show on the speakers in the main area. That's true. So I wonder where he's at.
ESPN Madison, please have eyes on Ben Brust to make sure he's not listening.
Hunter, you hate him. Make sure that cheater doesn't cheat.
Yeah, make sure the integrity of the game is not called into question. Now I have my sheets in front of me here, but I'm paging through, and I don't have the Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust questions in front of me. The maestro, so I turned myself to the maestro. Maestro Alex Strofe. Do you have the questions for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
I do have the questions, yes. You don't, and neither do you, Kyle, because that's by design. In order to ensure that Ben Brust isn't cheating, I got ahead of it. We have a guest question asker today.
Oh wow. How about that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to the one, the only.
First of all, why you guys all got to put Jesse Nelson on the air?
Wow.
Jesse Nelson asking the questions today. Hi, Jesse.
Hello, friends. Hello, Diana. How are you all doing on this fine, beautiful, wonderful day?
Okay, relax.
I know, right?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Cause there's gonna be a test later. Teacher, now we're back in school. Are you smarter than you used to be?
For those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Don't put your life on hold to earn your degree. Build a schedule that meets your needs. Lakeland.edu.
Jesse, take it away.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex Strofe, Brad, Kyle. We welcome in today's contestant for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, presented by Lakeland University. It is Greg in Wauwatosa. Greg, how you doing?
Doing great, Jesse. I'm excited you're asking today.
Nah, I think you're incredibly disappointed, and that's okay, because that's the typical vibe around these parts here on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, but we're looking forward to it. You know the drill. 15 questions. If you don't know it, say pass. 90 seconds to play. Are you ready, Greg?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Who is known as the Queen of Pop?
Madonna.
Who sang Hey Jude?
Paul McCartney.
Who hosted Jeopardy from 1984 until his death in 2020?
Alex Trebek.
Who hosts Jeopardy now, taking over in 2021?
Ken Jennings.
What's the name of the psychological phenomenon where people misremember details of shared events?
Deja vu.
The term GTL is from what 21st century hit reality show?
Pass.
What is the term for a word that sounds like the noise it describes?
Pass.
What color of the M&M characters represents the peanut flavor?
Yellow.
What's the name of the scientific law that says anything that can go wrong will go wrong?
Pass.
What U.S. coin features Thomas Jefferson?
Nickel.
What's the name of Simba's father in The Lion King?
Mufasa.
That was good.
Nicely
by Greg.
It was pretty good. The ones he
Nicely
passed on were tricky.
Done, Greg.
That's a seventh spot for Greg.
Seven spots.
0% chance Ben wins.
I was counting them up as we went.
0%
chance. Yeah, seven spot for Greg is a really outstanding showing. Kyle, Brad, your thoughts as we collect Ben Brust to return to the studio here in Madison at the Everlight Solar Studio.
One, Jesse, excellent job. Good cadence. Way to hold down the fort. I thought he did pretty well. I don't want to give anything away as Ben's walking in. Good questions. Good question answer, Greg.
Agree.
We are still waiting on him. So here's what I'm going to tell you guys. Because there's a slight delay between the studio, I'm going to throw a little wrinkle in for him. Oh, hey, Ben. How's it going? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ben Brust.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Benjamin.
What a wrinkle.
This is an absolute day. This is a day ruiner.
Why?
Because you...
Did you know tomorrow's my...
I'm just happy you're here past 2:30. Times are a-changing.
Very awkward. It's till 10:30 last night at the craps table having a wonderful time.
I heard all about it on my drive over to the ESPN Madison studios.
$101 in my pocket after
that. Hey. Jesse, tomorrow your birthday?
Tomorrow is my birthday. Ben has not said anything to me yet about it, so I'm sure he was waiting until after the show.
Well, you should make him wash your car.
No. Can we get to Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Oh, sure.
The sooner we get through this, the sooner I'm done with him.
Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust is presented by Lakeland University. Ben, are you familiar with the rules?
Yes, Jess.
You would think you'd be better at it, Ben. 90 seconds. And your time.
Hold on. Time out.
Now.
Time out. Oh. Time out. Ben. What's on your laptop? We've got a listener texting in every answer.
Ben, what? Why, Ben?
I don't. Hand to God, I don't know. You could ask me anything right now on the sheet, and I would have.
We
no
had a
idea.
Listener who's been an issue before texting every answer, and I'm positive he saw it.
I was looking
at the laptop. We're on a Teams call. I was waving. You weren't looking at me. Looking at the screen.
Can I talk without you yelling and crying like a little baby? I am willing to admit that the Carbless talk and text line was up, but I am also willing to admit that I did not read any of them because I was looking at Jesse the entire time.
He did have a consistent look of disappointment rather than a look of opportunity.
There are at least two. I will know if he cheated. I'm ready to go, Jesse.
All right, here we go.
All right, 90 seconds on the clock. And Ben Brust, your time starts now. Who is known as the Queen of Pop?
Queen of Pop. Queen of Whitney Houston?
Who sang Hey Jude?
I know the song, Jesse. Shut up. Pass.
Who hosted Jeopardy from 1984 until his death in 2020?
Alex Trebek.
Ooh, good one. Who hosts Jeopardy now taking over in 2021?
Seacrest's Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Pass.
What's the name of the psychological phenomenon where people misremember details of shared events?
Deja vu?
No, this game. The term GTL is from what 21st century hit reality show? GTL. Come on.
Road rules?
Oh, wow.
What is the term for a word that sounds like the noise it describes?
Too many noises. Jesse, say it again.
What is the term for a word that sounds like the noise it describes?
A palindrome.
What color of the M&M characters represents the peanut flavor?
Yellow.
What's the name of the scientific law that says anything that can go wrong will go wrong?
Inertia.
What U.S. coin features Thomas Jefferson?
The half dollar?
What's the name of Simba's father in The Lion King?
Mufasa.
Yeah. Who won Super Bowl 51?
I don't know the numbers, man. We'll go with the Patriots.
What is the term for a baby kangaroo?
A jack.
Which band famously released the album Dark Side of the Moon?
AC/DC.
Oh, coming to Camp Randall next year. Wrong! Strope, howdy do.
Is Jesse 2-0 against Ben Brust?
Wow, that's intimidation factor.
Wow, it is.
Patriots guess was correct. Got him up to a 4 spot. 4-7 the score today.
Ooh.
I had Bert and Ernie in my ear. I had Stroke yelling before it even started. And I got Dunzo the Clown in front of me. It's just like, this is my hell.
Jesse, you should do it every week.
We got this head,
Jesse,
everyone.
You're good, man.
He
good
can't, work. You good can't work, beat Jesse.
Well, I don't he can't.
Usually I'm long gone by this time. I'm ready for my nap, especially after being out with Barry last night. Let's review the answers, shall we?
Please, Jesse.
Who is known as the Queen of Pop? Madonna, not Whitney Houston, although I'm sure you could sing some good Whitney Houston at karaoke, Ben. Who sang Hey Jude? The Beatles. Beatles. Or Paul McCartney. We did count that. Both were acceptable. Who hosted Jeopardy from 84 until 2020? That was Alex Trebek, the GOAT. Who hosts Jeopardy now? Ken Jennings.
Oh.
Who had the record streak winning Jeopardy. I was a kid.
Nerd.
When I was a kid, I used to watch that.
Of course.
Got like extra credit for bringing in like Greek mythology. If it was all, I got all kinds of extra credit. It was good. What's the name of the psychological.
I'm sure Barry Alvarez thinks you're a fun time.
He actually does. I won him a lot of money last night throwing those dice at the crabs table.
When you said that the dice got passed to him,
I've
and they were
won
gonna,
more for Barry Alvarez than you have.
That's not true. The amount of money we got to go to a Final Four probably put some money in the athletic department's
pocket.
That's
probably a good point. Probably a good point.
What have you done for me lately? What's the name of the psychological phenomenon where people misremember details of shared events? The Mandela effect. Mandela effect. Have you heard of that before?
I have. Kay. TikTok.
The term GTL, how did you not get this one?
GTL?
Jersey
Gym Tan
Shore.
Laundry.
That's it.
Yeah, that wasn't my show.
Yeah.
Again, the voices
I never watched
that
show.
Makes me so mad.
I never watched it either, but I know what GTL, like, that was a phenomenon when we were in college. How are you that, like, obtuse that you didn't know what that was?
That's right in your wheelhouse.
Get him, Jesse!
What's the term for a word that sounds like the noise it describes? Onomatopoeia.
Mm.
Onomatopoeia.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Everyone got the M&Ms right. Yellow. The peanut M&M. Yellow. Well, the scientific law that says that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. What U.S. coin has Thomas Jefferson? Not the half dollar. That's the nickel. What's the name of Simba's father? Mufasa. Would you like to duet Lion King again? We did that one time. Remember?
That makes me sad.
That was very fun that we did that.
Which one did we sing?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what do you guys
sing together?
Can't wait to be king.
Yeah, I played Zazu. He played Simba back in the day. It was cute. Who won Super Bowl 51? Good guess. New England Patriots. Good guess. Got it. The term for a baby kangaroo is a joey.
Jack and Joey, same thing.
Nope. Which band famously released the album Dark Side of the Moon? That was Pink Floyd, not AC/DC. Sorry, Ben, you lose.
Goodbye.
Dang, Ben, you keep taking
you
L's.
Man, Joe, there,
Jesse's dancing on your grave,
highlight
Ben.
Of my day.
So wait, isn't onomatopoeia?
Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust is brought to you by Lakeland University, Wisconsin's leader in flexible and personalized education. Whether you're starting college, finishing your degree, or balancing work and family, Lakeland lets you earn your degree your way. Lakeland University, experience it your way.
Ben, isn't onomatopoeia, isn't that in the movie You Love, Waterboy? Oh, no, that's Medulla Oblongata.
Yeah, different.
What the hell is a Medulla Oblongata?
Great dropping, Kyle.
Yeah. Someone with brain and cranium.
Great dropping, guys. You guys were wonderful.
Medulla Oblongata. It controls aggression.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong.
Mom's right.
I'm having fun.
Jesse, can you stay another segment?
I'd say Murphy's Law took place here for you, Ben. Whatever could have happened on this segment.
He's cooking you.
On fire. The guy's on fire.
Thank you, Jesse. Get out of here, please.
Good night, everybody.
Jesse,
happy birthday to me.
Jesse.
Oh, that was hilarious.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Ben's Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
I'm Ben Brust.
Remember,
who was completely destroyed by a whitey-tighty wearing Jesse Nelson a second ago on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroff running the show at the Gerber Lofts is One Call That's All studio. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line where less is more. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Stroff, are you going to produce the show or just play music and turn the lights off and put your camera on and your camera light on?
He's excited. He had an idea to get you cooked.
It sounds like what you're describing is me producing the show. I'm enhancing our video product.
So do you have all the audio needed for today's show uploaded?
As far as I'm aware.
Ben, are you okay after that?
All right, well,
he seems real snippy all of a sudden.
Jesse's got him scrambled a little
bit. He does. He didn't expect Jesse to come in here and do that to him. And Jesse just, Jesse got you a joke.
I would say Jesse was actually not annoying. All three of you were probably more annoying than Jesse.
Sounds
like a sore loser.
No, he's lashing out. Because Brad and I didn't do much during that segment, did we, Brad?
No, we didn't. Segment off, as you call it.
Yeah, you guys really took the segment off to make sure it was well known.
Jesse was kind of in his bag.
When things weren't going my way, you guys get really, 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 really happy.
Yeah, but Jesse had some zingers, Ben. You got to admit.
He did.
Right? Good content right there.
Hell of a clown today.
If you like corny, punny zingers, yes, he had some zingers.
Yeah, he was good.
Now, I am choosing to be the bigger person rather than destroying one Jesse Nelson. Let's go to the Carbless talk and text line, 800-990-3776. I see Stroff signaling to me. Is that what you want, Strophy? All right. I don't know who's on the line, but you're up on Kyle
Dirty
Bruss.
D!
It's Diana.
Hey, Ben, did you win? I turned the volume down because I didn't want to listen to that voice.
Jesse?
You got that right. It's annoying. He drives me nuts.
I would like to take you guys behind the scenes for a second here. Diana, this is a true story.
Did you win?
As soon as
we
went to break, I lost. But when we went to break, Jesse Nelson thought that he just was on display of like the being the main character of Hamilton. And he decided when we went to break and the mics went off, he goes, "Take that, Diana."
Oh,
that's
Jesse.
Funny.
You want to come back in?
Hi, Diana. How you doing, pal? How you going?
You leave Dirty D alone, Jesse.
Anything you want to say to Jesse
can
while he's with me, Diana?
Down? No. Can I turn the volume down?
That's your
now?
Own prerogative.
Jesse, get out. We don't want to lose our fan base.
She's waving.
Jesse waddles his way out on the YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
Oh, wow.
Where did we find Jesse? He's quite the character.
He is a character.
He's quite
the role
the
he plays on our show is just incredible.
And the thing is, it's not a role. That's who he is. Legitimately. I thought people were just joking about Jesse. Then I met Jesse. I mean, he's very helpful for me. But
what
then I'm like,
did we make? So I make, at the end of the year, I make like year-end specials, right? So if we're out during the holidays, it plays best of Kyle Brust and Nortman of the year. I'm going to have to dedicate at least 15 minutes to the beef of the year, which is Diana McGuanago versus Jesse Nelson.
It is a strange.
But isn't it amazing that when we went to break, he goes, "Take that, Diana."
It is. That is crazy. That was on his mind.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Do you guys have anything to add, or are you just going to laugh and have fun? Or,
I tell you what,
I'm
fully entertained. I'm fully entertained.
I mean, yeah, you got cooked. Jesse Nelson made Dirty D turn off the radio. Alex Stroff is having a good time because he had a good idea. And Brad and I, we got to take the segment off. Now we're ready to go back to work.
All right, what do you got?
Can I turn down the volume?
He said, what do we have? I don't know. Ben, you're the leader.
Diana turned us off because she couldn't listen to Jesse.
She
and then called in.
She called in.
Did
to
you
ask
win?
If he won.
Because I couldn't.
Hey, you know that thing you did 20 minutes ago? How'd it go?
That is remarkable.
He called you like you just left your doctor appointment. Good news, bad news?
Bad news, all bad for me.
It is bad. You're flustered. You really are flustered.
No,
I get it.
I'm not. I had a plan, but Strofe wanted to continue on with this Diana and Jesse beef, and I'm all here for that because Jesse just had to creep his way back into the studio for more FaceTime, more airtime, and to irritate Diana McGuanagan.
So what does Jesse do now that he works past 2 o'clock?
Does he?
You know, it's funny you said that because clearly nothing, because he left and was like, I'm out of here. I got to go nap. And then he just, you know, sneaks his way back in here. He's on Jesse time. And I appreciate it. Kyle, you're going to tell us about American Family Insurance. And then Jesse mentioned Barry Alvarez. And I do want to play something from Barry Alvarez because the trade deadline was just awesome for the Green Bay Packers. You know, a lot happened. So I do want to move to what Barry had to say.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, life's better when you can bundle everything under one roof. And it's even better when you have a great team that needs great protection like yours. That's why American Family Insurance is here to assist you. American Family Insurance knows that you need something easy in your life, and that is getting a quote instantly online. If you want to get car insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or you want to bundle it, you can do that all by going to AmFam.com today. That is AmFam.com today. And what I love about it is when you go there, there's a find an agent button, right? You click that, you're able to find an agent locally near you. It makes it so easy. They give you a phone number, a location, and they get you set up so you can make life easy. So always with American Family Insurance, do know, insure carefully, and dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today again to find an insurance agent near you or to get a quote instantly online. That's AmFam.com.
The fact that as a company we decided it was a good idea to have Jesse Nelson hang out with the Don, Barry Alvarez, is just a fascinating decision. Jesse Nelson playing craps with Barry Alvarez before the Barry Alvarez show. It's just
what
world.
What an amazing visual.
That's a wild statement
It's wild.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
What's going on? Ben, come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You gotta
know
be
where
better.
I'm at, but I'm giving it my all.
I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Pieces of audio from yesterday's Barry Alvarez show, the Hard Rock Casino, where Jesse Nelson and Barry Alvarez were hanging out playing craps together. What a visual. What a visual indeed. Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you across ESPN Wisconsin as the Badgers at home against the Washington Huskies as 2 touchdown underdogs. Huskies come in at 24th in the country. Here's Barry Alvarez on why he believes in Chris McIntosh and Luke Fickell.
You know what? They've both been around success. They know what success looks like. Luke was at Ohio State as a player, as an assistant coach. Mac was at Wisconsin as a 2-time captain of Rose Bowl championship teams. They know what success looks like and what you have to do to get there. And you have to know that and know, have a vision of where you want to be before you can get there. So that gives me confidence.
That's part one. Part two. Just listen to Barry Alvarez and see if you see if anything makes sense with this.
You always want to take a look whether there's improvement. It's not wins and losses. I always felt as a coach, I could evaluate teams by their productivity and how they played. I was not a great basketball player, by any stretch of imagination. But I was a basketball player, and I played basketball in high school. I know basketball. I know sports. I know if a team's getting better, if they're getting worse, or they're staying the same. And so you always evaluate whether your team is improving. That's how you evaluate the coach.
Were you a point guard? Are you a shooting guard?
I don't want to.
More importantly there, he's talking about how you evaluate a coach. So, Brad, what do you make of the first part and the second part?
Yeah, you know, so obviously the question of why you have confidence in Fickell and Mack, and Barry Alvarez points to a true fact that, yes, they have been around success in the past, both Fickell and Mack, but my question would be how much attributable to them is the success that they had. Now, Mack was a captain, and Coach Fickell was a CFP participant with Cincinnati Bearcats, which is, of course, impressive to some degree, but it's all pointing toward the past, which is a little bit of concern for me. When he said, hey, well, in their past lives, they've had success, so that's why I think they can be successful now. I would have loved to hear from Coach Alvarez something to the effect of, well, they're doing all the right things. I see what they're doing, and I have confidence in what's currently being laid at the University of Wisconsin. So that was the first thing. But the second part of the question being asked, Coach Alvarez, when as an AD would you fire a coach? And he gives a great answer, an answer that I believe in. He needs to see improvement, and that he knows sports, and that you'd fire a coach or call into question a coach's ability when you determine, is the team getting better or getting worse? Now, I wonder, and if you guys observe the same thing that I'm observing, that this Badger organization is getting significantly worse under the Coach Fickell era. I mean, you can't make any argument they're getting better or even staying neutral, because the record, the recruiting, the dollars, the product on the field, it's all getting worse. So I admire Barry Alvarez for wanting to back up his guy in Chris McIntosh and breathe some hope into this program. But by his own estimation and by his own evaluation, this program is not improving. It's getting worse. And if that's the primary way by which you measure a coach and decide if you should move on from a coach or not, then Coach Alvarez answers it for us, that they are getting worse and it is time for a change.
I don't think Barry understands, or maybe he's just too connected to the program, to be honest, because he talked about, you know, I evaluate based off, are people getting better? And I said, okay, well, I haven't really taken a deep dive in to see what are the Badgers rank offensively, right? Like, I know they're not good, but I haven't looked at them in comparison to college football. And literally while Brad was speaking, I Googled and I searched Wisconsin's offensive rankings.
Oh, my.
And my mouth dropped. Do you know Wisconsin is second to last in all of college football?
Was that 131 out of 132?
In points per game, at 12.5 points per game offensively. Did you know they were second to last in yards per game at 261 yards per game in college football? And did you know they were in the bottom 10 in passing yards per game? In rushing yards per game, they were bottom 20, and they only averaged 109 rushing yards per game. This team sucks. Like, they are awful. This I know people said, like, oh, you didn't see the Don Morton years. You don't know how bad this team was. Listen. This team is the worst team by far in the last 30 years, and it can't even be close. It legitimately cannot be close. They suck on every level on offense. The defense, I mean, they put up a fight. But at what point are we going to say maybe Luke Fickell ain't the answer? Because it's one thing to fire your first offensive coordinator and Phil Longo and say, ah, he switched up everything. We're in a time where you can recruit and get guys in to run your offense within 1 year. You can literally go out and handpick different guys which fit your offense. So regardless of not if Wisconsin didn't recruit the right guys because they're recruiting Phil Longo guys who maybe wanted to go backwards instead of maul forwards, that's okay, because you can go bring in other guys that like to maul forward and might fit your offense better under your new offensive coordinator and Jeff Grimes. So they tried to tell us it was a Phil Longo issue, but based off the fact that this football team is averaging 12 points per game, this football team is second last in college football in yards per game under a new offensive coordinator who was supposed to fix the problems. They suck.
What do you say about the quarterback injuries, though?
It happens every year. Get a better backup quarterback, because based off past history, this is the third year in a row that your starting quarterback has gotten hurt. So maybe, just maybe, you need to get a better backup quarterback that you have behind him. But let's be very honest. The guys that they brought in to be a starting quarterback, whether it was Tyler Van Dyke or whether it was Tanner or somebody.
Mordecai.
Or whether or not it was the kid, redhead kid they brought in this year, who only played one
Billy
game.
Edwards Jr.
Billy Edwards Jr. Thank you, Brad. They're all mid-level guys. None of them were stars. None of them were leading to a college football championship. They weren't going to lead you to beat Alabama. You weren't going to beat Ohio State. So, I mean, he sucks. Like, the team sucks.
What about just beat Iowa, beat Minnesota, beat Nebraska?
They get beat down by these teams.
And it's every position group.
You're reaching for the stars, and you got to realize where they're at now.
No. Yeah, it's not just the quarterback. It's every position group. I mean, there's been years where the Wisconsin Badgers are really good on the O-line and running game. You got some weapons, even a stingy defense, but maybe the quarterback is a mid-level Big Ten quarterback or worse. Serviceable. Those teams would win 9 games. Everybody and every position group stinks. I can't find a strength. The defense is mid at best. I think they got some heart, but they're not very good. And I don't know. I just hear Coach Alvarez talk, and you fire a coach when there's no improvement if they're getting worse. This program has gotten worse, significantly worse, worse than a level I could even imagine.
Better? Can anybody, can you look to your friend, your cousin, your neighbor, your favorite person to talk sports with? Has anybody talked about areas of improvement that you've seen?
No, and the problem is you see coaches of football teams that are better than the Wisconsin Badgers and are getting fired. You're seeing guys like James Franklin, and obviously Penn State imploded after they fired him. They weren't doing well before that. They lost some close games. They fired him because he wasn't doing good enough. Brian Kelly lost 3 games in the SEC, and he wasn't doing good enough, so they fired him. Like, guys who are doing better off than the Wisconsin Badgers are being fired for less, and somehow we got people walking around parading, acting like, oh, what Fickell is doing is good enough, or we got to be patient. No, I don't need to be patient. He had 3 years. We're going into a 4th year. Show me the big prospect he's brought in, the recruit he's brought in, that's all of a sudden a star. Who? Who has he brought
and
in?
Now you got guys that are decommitting.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they did a little bat signal whenever they got somebody. We need to put a bat signal out there knowing when the guy decommits. It's crazy. This is we are in a bad place right now. And we got a game coming up on Saturday, and nobody cares.
Well,
we expect them to lose.
What's crazy is that, and I'm not saying, you know, Barry is fully out of the athletic department, but it feels like everybody around the program knows and sees how bad it's gotten. But inside the university, and they could still fire him at the end of the year and whatever, but I'm not seeing the same level of panic and urgency that I think all the fans and all the former players, I know myself included, are seeing from the outside looking in. It looks like there's a fire going on in the house and no one's trying to get out. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I want, at the end of this season, if he is still a coach, we need to have somebody that Mac trusts needs to have a sit-down interview with him so we can just get a full understanding of what in the world he sees and how he expects his team to get better. Because the problem is, Brad talked about it, I think, a couple weeks ago, well, the schedule gets easier next year. Yeah, easier to win 5 games or 6 games, right? Not easier because you're competing for a national championship. Luke Fickell was not brought in here to get us to a dang bowl game. He was brought in here to elevate this program to a national championship level, and we have regressed. So if he can't do it, find somebody else that can. Because that is the world of college football now, where they're throwing money around and everybody has a very short leash. Why are we giving this man a long leash? He hasn't proven anything in the 3 years of a coach of being here at Wisconsin that he deserves to have the benefit of the doubt. Only benefit he should have is the benefit of getting paid $25 million to get the heck up out of here.
800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and text line. Brad, why don't you tell him about him?
Yeah, I mean, after something like that, all you got to do is sit back and hear the ksh of a Carbless can and enjoy every single sip. I know I do. Whenever I open an ice cold Carbless, my fridge is full of them, all sorts of different flavors. It's an experience that elevates any different experience, anything where I'm viewing so many good sports going on right now. So when I go down to the Nortman fridge and I open it up and I see all the plethora of flavors, I just got the margarita variety pack, so good. I got a bunch of classic cocktails in there, and I'm going to be enjoying them all throughout the week and the weekend. Not only that, though, it's a guilt-free experience. It's completely guilt-free because there's no carbs, no sugar, no gluten, just 100 calories, and the carbonation is utterly perfect. Somehow they nailed it. It's a Goldilocks level of carbonation. Not too much upsets the stomach, but just enough for that satisfying taste. When I've spoken to the owner, he said, I wanted to recreate exactly how that carbonation is when a perfect cocktail is created in front of you at any local establishment you're in. And boy, oh boy, Carbless nailed it. I want you to experience why this is more and enjoy a Carbless as you enjoy all the wonderful sports going on this fall.
I made a big oopsie. Strofe doesn't know about it. Next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
For your better tomorrow, join the Princeton Club. They have something for everyone, open 24/7, free childcare with the membership, the best equipment, the cleanest health clubs. You can have a strong body, a strong mind, and help have a strong community. All it takes is a tour. Go in there, see the facilities. They're amazing. You're going to feel the energy that's infectious, and you're going to be like, I want to be a part of this. There's no other place for me. It's what I chose. You can choose it too. Go to the Princeton Club for your better tomorrow. Kyle, Brustin Norton with you across ESPN Wisconsin. So I had a big bugaboo over the weekend. I was at a party. Took place. I partook in some games. Some games, you know, that maybe I did 10 years ago. It was a lot of fun. But then I was asked to take a picture right after playing those games. And somebody had me a digital camera. So picture like 2013, a digital camera. The lens goes forward and backward to zoom in, zoom out. And it was going to be a picture of my wife and the girls' book club. You know, they wanted to get a picture in all their outfits. I was handed this camera and I fumbled it. And then I reached for it. And I kind of hit it even harder into the ground.
Oh,
the lens
no.
goes right into the concrete garage.
Oh, you were in a garage too?
I was in a garage too, Kyle.
Oh my gosh, you're so cold.
Not
what are we doing?
Not forgiving.
It was great. I was very warm.
I'm cold. I'm sick now.
I went over to the person and I was like, I am so sorry. I will buy you a new camera.
Hold on, slow down.
Just deadpan.
How is he the clumsiest person alive?
Remarkable. He made me so happy, but he legitimately is extremely clumsy. He dropped the camera.
This man is a world-class athlete at one point in his life.
Yeah, and now he can't hold on to a camera.
He can't hold on to a camera. He's getting injured. He falls. Strofe. He tumbles. I don't get it.
Strofe, I told this wonderful person that I will buy them a new camera.
Very nice of you to do
that. Just deadpan looked at me and said, it was my grandfather's.
Oh! Yeah, it was. Oof. That means it's sentimental.
What do you do with that?
You just say, I'm sorry.
My wife grabs it. But my wife grabs it and says, we're going to fix it.
Yeah, she doesn't want to lose a friend because of you.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I don't know why I drive 20 minutes away from home and I go to this camera shop I looked up and they say, well, this brand was stopped being made in 2015, so there's not any places within Wisconsin that you can get it fixed.
So what do you
there's
do?
There's a place an hour and a half south of here. I don't know what to do now. I don't know. I have a broken camera in my car that I'm supposed to fix that my wife volunteered. What do you do?
Well,
this camera. This camera's sentimental.
An hour and a half south. I mean, you are about an hour south of here, so you got family down that way. So maybe you kill two birds with one stone, and you go visit the family. And
did that location confirm they can fix this camera, the southern one?
I need to now call before I go to any more camera shops. I'm not going to be driving places for them to tell me this one's so old that they cannot fix the camera.
Boy, you but really must have did a number on that camera.
Yeah, I want to see a picture of this camera.
I'd like to see this. Do you still have
when,
it?
When you basically when yes, it's in my car. It's not with me. But when you turn the camera Ben, on,
you can't leave a digital camera in the car when it's 30 degrees
oh,
out.
Yeah, yeah, it slows down. You're gonna destroy this.
The battery's gonna explode.
It's this man's legacy.
It's 60 degrees. Okay, all right.
It's 61. It's 61. It's showing 60 degrees overnight.
This is what the third hour has been. Destroy Ben at all costs.
I'm being dead serious.
And you know what? I deserve all
of it. I shouldn't have said dead serious. That was insensitive to the grandpa. That was insensitive. He's in a better place.
Oh, gosh darn it.
Oh, wow.
Strofe.
That's too soon.
At least provide context.
Too soon. That's
in a better place.
I gotta leave this studio, head to a side studio, because Jim, Matt, and Molly are up next here in Madison. You got the Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam. Trade deadline came and went. Giannis hit a game winner. A lot more to get to on Kyle, Bruce, and Nortman. We'll see you in 2 minutes. Strofe's the glue who gives the show its dance. From 2 to 5, we keep it